how to write a title for your YouTube video. Here we go. I'm going to give you the 5 secrets to writing the perfect title for your YouTube video. And then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share the big secret. And that's one thing you don't want to miss. So you got to stay with us all the way to the end of our show today. Now, I'm going to tell you how I came up with this. You see, if you scroll through my YouTube channel, you'll look back to 2008, you'll see a handsome guy with a bad haircut. I did videos almost exclusively for lawyers. And back then, as long as I put law firm marketing, legal marketing, marketing for lawyers, attorney marketing, as long as I put those words in the title, people watched. And then as I expanded over the years, 2012, 13, 14, I started making videos on sales topics for people in B2B sales. And I noticed that it was much harder to get my videos to come up when people were searching, even if I used the exact keywords I thought people needed. I have changed a lot over the years when it comes to making YouTube videos. In fact, here's a quick tour around my office, around my studio, and you can see that I have a sophisticated setup and I make a lot of videos every single month. And I do this because I want to develop a relationship with you. But one thing that is the most important that has evolved is how I title the videos, because it allows the videos to be found in search. So it struck me that a lot of you who are doing exactly what I'm doing are struggling with how to get your videos to come up with search. So let me share with you the 6 things I learned about writing a YouTube title that can make all the difference. And you'll see these things filling in here. Now, we're going to talk today about research, keywords, competitors. We're going to talk about vidIQ and TubeBuddy a little bit. We're going to talk about how to win when it comes to getting your videos to show up in search. And then I'm going to share with you a secret, this big secret that makes all the difference. You're going to stay with me till the end of our show for that secret. All right, let's jump in and let's start with research. Now, I'm going to share with you here that I talk to dozens of my clients every day. Part of what I do is one-on-one coaching with clients, and I make old school notes when I talk to my clients. But the thing that really is important you'll see here is I write down the questions that my clients are asking me. I write them down. Now, why do I do that? Because if my clients are asking me those questions, other people want to know the answers to those questions too, and that serves as the foundation for my research when I'm looking to make YouTube videos. I don't make videos on the topics that I want. I don't title the videos what I want the titles to be. I make videos that you want. I make videos based on questions that you've asked, and I write the titles to focus on those questions. So that's where I start my research. The second thing I do is I do keyword research, and I start with a YouTube autofill. So I might type in a phrase into YouTube and see what comes up. So I'll type in business development and see all the other phrases that come up after it. And I know that that's a good starting point for my keyword research. I love to use YouTube autofill for that. Then I scroll down and look at the videos that come up when I type in that phrase, and I see what my competitors are doing. I look for a competitor that has a subscriber count that's close to mine, and I look at their videos that are pushing up to the top. I look at the keyword phrases that they're using. I determine if they're a good match for the questions that you've asked over the years that my clients have asked for, and that's how I select the topic. Then, as far as the specific title goes, I use both vidIQ, the plugin, and TubeBuddy. I use both of those plugins. And you can see on the right-hand column of the YouTube screen that vidIQ gives me search volume. TubeBuddy does this too. And it tells me how many videos have been made using this exact keyword phrase. And I look for things that are low in competition, but have high search volume. vidIQ and TubeBuddy are great for surfacing these type of topics. And then I tweak the title based on what my competitors have done, what makes the most sense, and also what specifically you've asked me for. So I formulate my own title using all of those things together. Now, if you want to know how to win on YouTube, what you need to focus on are three specific things. The first is watch time. So if you're making videos that are 10 to 15 minutes in length, how long are people watching these videos? Is your average watch time over your whole channel, is it bordering on 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes? YouTube wants people to watch for as long as possible because they get to show more ads to them. They also want people to stay on the YouTube platform. So you can't just make one video and then disappear. The best thing for you to do is make several videos on these topics, several videos with similar titles, so that people will watch a lot of them. People will binge watch them. Keeping people on the YouTube platform, extending that watch time, is critical. The second thing you need to do if you want to win is keeping people on your specific video. You'll notice in all of my videos, I do a rundown. Sometimes I put it on the side. Sometimes I share the different things we're going to talk about with you. I do a rundown so that you know what's coming in the videos. And I also save the biggest secret, the one thing you don't want to miss. I save that for the end of our time together. Why do I do that? Because I want you to watch the whole video, because YouTube will reward me for keeping you in the video longer. The third thing you gotta work on is click-through rate, and that's a function of writing a great title and offering a thumbnail that provides for curiosity. You'll notice that most of my thumbnails contain a picture of me making a funny face, along with some type of text that gives you a clue as to what we're going to share. Now, the text can create curiosity, the text can allude to a problem that we're gonna solve, or something that you can achieve by watching the video. But the click-through rate is important, and that's a function of matching the title to what your audience is looking for. All right, I'm gonna share the secret with you now that makes all the difference. Before I do, I wanna share also for free my sales system that I use in every YouTube video. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. That's a website, revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact information there, and you can download for free my sales system that I use, that I offer to my audience, that I offer to you in my YouTube videos. Why do I do that? Well, because I use YouTube as a lead generation tool. And by offering you this sales system for free, I'm generating great leads while I'm sharing fantastic YouTube videos. All right, here's the secret. What I want you to focus on is getting as narrow a niche market as possible with your videos. I told you, I made videos exclusively for lawyers 13 years ago when I started here on YouTube. I also looked for topics that were hot in that narrow niche, and I even tagged some of the videos based on geography. So when I was starting out, I did law firm marketing in New York, 5 things you need to know, or 7 things every New York lawyer needs to know about legal marketing. When you focus on a narrow niche and you cover a hot topic and you make it focused on a specific geography, people who are searching from that geography or for that narrow niche or for that hot topic are going to find your video. Now, you should broaden out as you have more and more success, but starting out in a narrow niche with a hot topic and even considering a geographic focus, those are great ways to get traction for your YouTube videos. Remember, you don't need thousands of views. You need dozens of views from people who are the ideal client. You don't need thousands of views. You need dozens of views from the exact right target audience. That's what we're looking for, and that's what you should be striving for when you look for writing a title for your YouTube video. If you want more great sales information just like this, scroll down below. There are other videos coming in right now. There's a whole playlist right there. I can't wait to see you in our next video. Join me.